In Depth Podcast, hosted by Barry Marks, Season 2, Episode 7, featuring Jeannie. Enjoy the show.
Peace, 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 In Depth Podcast. I believe this is episode 7. I hope this is episode 7. Because if it's not, then I'm going to sound real stupid if it's not. But yo, I got a special guest with me. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
What's going on? I go by the name of Jeannie or Melvin, whatever you want to call me, BGP, whatever it is. I'm part of the Tapped In Podcast. I'm joining Barry Marsh today.
Peace, 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 man. Glad to have you on the pod, for real.
So thanks for having me. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So very first question, dream studio session. You get to pick one producer and three other rappers to be on the track with you, or three other artists, actually. Who are you picking?
That's a good one. I think I need Pharrell in there as a producer for sure. I think I'm on I'm Sue in there, Kendrick in there, and Kanye West.
That's a cold lineup.
I don't know why that came to me so fast. I feel like I was gonna think about that much longer, but Pharrell popped in my head immediately when you said producer.
Dope. That's fire, man. I like that lineup for sure.
Who would you choose? I wanna know who you would choose. That would be crazy.
Who would I choose?
Producer,
this is going to sound crazy who I'm about to pick as the producer. Producer, I got to go with Quincy Jones, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Quincy Jones for the producer. For artists, I'd say Jay-Z, definitely Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Her.
Oh, yeah.
And who else? Jay-Z, her, Black Thought, yeah. Me, her, Jay-Z, and Black Thought, and Quincy Jones on the production.
Yeah, that'll be crazy, for sure. That'll be crazy.
Yes, sir. I've never even thought about who I would pick, because I feel like it could go so many ways, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
Facts, man. All right, so next question. You're from L.A., right? California?
I'm from the Bay Area.
Bay Area, okay.
Yeah.
Pick the most influential Bay Area album that has had the most impact on how you make music today.
Oh man. I don't think I can, honestly. Because I want to pick something, but 100% that answer will keep changing.
Facts.
100%. Because I know it's a couple E40 albums, it's a couple RMC projects for sure. Mac Dre, like it's hella artists. Because I feel like the Bay Area is hella different. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you in the Bay Area, you get to hear that shit everybody else hear, but you also get, you know what I'm saying, the Bay Area artists that nobody else get to hear, and it's hella different. You know what I'm saying? That's why everybody, when people don't really know about it, they hear it and they like, what is this? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's hella intriguing. Even if they don't like it that much, it's still like intriguing. You feel me? It's hella different. And it's hard for me to just put it on one artist. You know what I mean? It's a whole lot of other shit. It's a whole lot. I feel like I'll be doing myself a disservice by choosing a single project for real. I'm not even gonna lie to you. But those is for sure some like definitely huge influential artists. Keep the Sneak, Too Short, you know what I'm saying? Spice One. It's like, yeah, I couldn't choose one. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Definitely. I feel that. All right, so next question. You get to go back in time and visit your younger self. What song of yours are you playing for your younger self, and why?
Oh, you got some good questions. this is some great questions. um, I'm trying to think. Oh, because I would say living, but I don't know how I received that as a child. I think I would play the song Husky, because the way I sung in that song, I feel like that's how I used to sing as a kid. Because I used to, like, as a kid, used to make up hella little jingles, hella little catchy ass jingles. And my mom used to be annoyed, but whenever she would calm down, she would be like, I don't know why you so good at that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if I make that, I would look at, like, for real, like, I would believe it was me, first of all. Like, if I heard that song, I would believe it was me, and I would be like, I really, like, made music, because I used to think that that shit was impossible. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whenever I found out people had access to a studio and stuff like that when I was a kid, like, that shit was, like, that shit would have me flabbergasted. Like, I never thought that shit was possible, but, like, if I heard that song 100%, like, I would believe it was me, and I would be like, this is incredible. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel about that song. Cause I feel like that's how, like, even then, how I sung the chorus, just like, that's how I did jingles when I was a kid. Like, I would make a jingle out of everything. Like, if I needed to remember something, like when my mom would have me go pay for something, I would make a jingle out the amount of money that I would have to give them, and like how I would get the change back. So I wouldn't just give them $10 and just walk off. You know what I'm saying? But she was telling me, like, oh, what? I remember I made a jingle about, like, $7.25 one time. And it's hella funny because my whole family bring it up to me sometimes, because that one was one of those ones that was so annoying, but they couldn't forget it. And because she gave me $10, I think, and was like, you're going to give them $7.25. You just make sure, like, they don't try and charge you more than that, or this or that. And I remember I could not remember $7.25, and I started singing that shit. I started singing it over and over and over again, and it was hella annoyed, but they loved it on the low, clearly, because they keep bringing it back up. But yeah, it definitely sounds something like that, you know. So Husky is the song I would choose. Sorry for the over explaining of it, but yeah.
That's cool, man. That's cool. That's what this is for, man. We going in depth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Yes, sir. So I'm gonna switch gears, and then ask you a question about the Tapped In podcast. First and foremost, I can't even say it's my favorite podcast, because it's the only podcast I listen to, you know?
I feel you.
Like, I don't listen to any other podcasts. You know, I wasn't even really into podcasts before y'all started doing the podcast. I catch it every week now.
Oh, for sure. That's hella cool.
Definitely. So, sure. I mean, I asked Liz and Ahmad this when they were on the pod. So I wanted to ask you, what do you see the future for a Tapped In pod being in, let's say, about 5 years?
Oh, 5 years? I feel like we're definitely going to be doing something live, like around that time, for sure. Mm-hmm. We're definitely going to be doing something live, you know. And that's if they down with it, because, you know, I believe that we will touch that, because we could probably touch that in 2 years or so. And say if they still feeling it, we'll still be doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm rocking with whatever they rocking with, you know what I'm saying? They ain't never steered me in the wrong direction, so I'm rocking with them, like, however they trying to take it. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we'll definitely be doing something live. Definitely be tapped in with a whole lot more sponsors and stuff like that. You know what I mean? And y'all really been keeping that afloat, for sure. You know what I'm saying? Because it has been some, like, talk about it, you know, making it seem like it's not that important, but it's for sure, like, you know, I love it, you know, but I definitely see us doing some live stuff. You know what I mean?
Definitely. I mean, I said this already, but I love the pod, man. All three of y'all are hella funny now. I'm always laughing on the way to work, for sure, man.
Oh, for sure. I appreciate it, man.
Is there? Sure. You already. So I'm about to ask a question. I've never asked this question, but I think I'm going to start asking this specific question for certain artists. Now, I'm asking this question because there was one day, I don't know where everyone was, but I saw like 20 artists from California in the same place. One specific day, I don't know where y'all were. And I don't even know if all you guys knew, like, personally know each other. But I just remember, like, it was you. I remember Deshaun Visions. Yeah. And then like a few other people that are my mutual followers. And y'all were all like in the same location. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Like, everybody is at the same place. So I say all that to say, if you could shout out two independent artists, whereas you know, you really rock with what they're doing, who would you shout out and why?
Like, they solid with me, or I gotta pick random ones that ain't really close to me?
Whatever you choose, honestly.
Okay. I mean, I gotta, you feel me? I gotta start with my close ones, you feel me? I'm gonna shout out Golden, and I'm gonna shout out Deshaun Visions.
Yes, sir. Dope, dope, dope. So what would you like to say about them on the pod? Because I do wanna interview Golden by himself, and then Deshaun as well. So just to give, okay, like, the listeners insight to who they are as artists.
Okay. You want me to basically describe them, or you basically want me to get like a shout out type thing?
Describe their music.
Golden music. I know he do not like the word, and I say this all the time. It's a vibe. That shit is a vibe. And he creates the vibe. Like, that's how much control he has over that. You know what I'm saying? It's beautiful. Like, that's how I would like to describe his music. You know what I'm saying? Very mature.
Yes, sir.
Those are the words I would use to describe his music. And as far as Deshaun Vision, I feel like his music, I would describe it as powerful, you know, inspiring, honest, you know, absolutely honest. Even though a lot of people with certain stuff in the music that you can't really tell, it's brutally honest, it's brutally honest. Like, I got her backstories, all type of shit. You feel me? It's honest. That's what I would call it. Powerful, honest, authentic.
Yes, sir. Definitely agreed. I really liked his last project too.
Yeah, I loved it. And he getting better with every project too. I know he beating himself up about it, but he for sure doing that.
Facts. Definitely true, Mel. So, last question before I get you to plug yourself in. You sent in a song titled Living.
Yeah.
Before I get you to talk about that song, though, I just want to say off rip, my favorite bar was when you had that punchline where you were like, nigga sleeping on me, this ain't bedtime or something like that. That shit was fire, bro. Like, this the thing, bro. I think you're actually the first independent artist where I hear the song for the first time and I'm already singing it after hearing the hook one time.
Oh, man. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Nah, for sure. Like, man. That's how you know, like, you have heaters on your hands, you know, because I don't do that for most artists. Like, you know, and this is my first time listening to this song today. And I'm like, vibing with this, I'm dancing, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, for sure.
It is hard, bro. But nah, enough of me talking. Talk about the inspiration behind that song and who produced it, everything of that nature.
That I actually produced that song. That's off of the It's Me 2 project, and it's the concept of It's Me, and that whole series that I made is Everything Is Dead by Me. Like, I mixed, mastered it, produced it. I wrote everything, you know what I'm saying? That's all me. But if I could say an inspiration for that song, like, because usually sometimes I'll try to draw the inspiration after, because when I'm in the moment, I try not to think about anybody else, you know what I'm saying? What I could say I hear, like on that little silent part of the song, when it start off with just lyrics, you know what I'm saying? I could probably hear some Draco, the ruler on that motherfucker, like, you know what I'm saying? That's the only thing I could really say about that. Other than that, it's all me. Like, that's all I could hear from that, you know what I'm saying? And I made that beat like 2019 or 2018 or something like that. And I just came back and was just kept touching it up. Because It's Me 2 was supposed to come out like immediately after It's Me 1, because I was like already on a roll. But it was like right after school. So, like, you feel me? That momentum got cut super short. And then I got sidetracked, you know what I'm saying? Because then I started doing features and I was like, yeah, nah, because it's supposed to be no features on that project, because it's all me, you know what I'm saying? That's what the It's Me thing is for. And then, like, you know, it kind of got not put to the side, or not, I don't want to say it was like swept off, but it was kind of like put on hold for like other projects. And then I kind of got back to it and I did it exactly how I would have wanted to do it, but way better. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that one I really liked that beat immediately. And then when I laid it out, I was like, it's cool, you know. And sometimes I don't even lay the beat out immediately. I just kind of loop it, record it, and then like basically change everything, change the beat to kind of fit like my delivery and everything like that afterwards. So that's kind of what went into the process of that, you know, as far as that went, for sure, for sure.
Dope. All right, so that brings the pod to an end, bro. Go ahead and plug yourself in, man. Anything you want to plug in, anyone you want to shout out, anything you got coming out, go for it.
Shout out to Top Damn Podcast. I go by the name of Genie. You can follow me on literally everything at Gold Lamp Genie, GoldLampGenie. And if you're into the Tumblr, you can follow me at Gold Chief Poppy. Anything, like, you know what I mean? I'm on everything. I'm on every single streaming platform at Genie. You know what I mean? You can find me on just about everything except TikTok. I ain't on that thing yet. But yeah. Shouts out to you too, man. You've been doing your thing for real. Really inspiring me too recently, for sure.
Man, thank you. I truly appreciate hearing that, for sure, bro.
For sure, man. Thank you for having me too on this.
Yes, sir. In-Depth Podcast, episode 7 of season 2. Y'all take it easy. Peace.
Let a nigga talk to him, but this ain't Ted. Wait till I start living like the Saint said. Hola. Wait till I start living like I ain't dead. Can't believe I still sleep. Hola. Bitch, this ain't bed. She give me mouth hugs, bitch, this ain't head. Tryna make real bread, bitch, this ain't bread. I ain't open, but you know me, but you ain't red. She say drugs ain't bad, but still pop them like they ain't meds. I'ma go gadget and pull out something new. I can never lie down, cause bitch, that's not true. The real gon' always survive, but bitch, that ain't you. Wouldn't be to my surprise, now I'm like, thank you. Bring the blaze out, it's time to cut up. Smooth as silk, I can't believe it's not butter. Confrontational, I'm here, nigga, what up? Talk too much, bitch, you weird, nigga, shut up. Niggas is not like that. Slap a nigga, he will not fight back. Don't play around, you can stop writing your tracks. Don't write me tough, I might not be writing you back. Let a nigga talk to him, but this ain't Ted. Wait till I start living like the saint said. Wait till I start living like I ain't dead. Can't believe I still sleep, bitch, this ain't bed. Let a nigga talk to him, but this ain't Ted. Wait till I start living like the saint said. Wait till I start living like I ain't dead. Can't believe I still sleep, bitch, this ain't bed. I ain't never talk about none street, but I ain't never talk about none sweet. I can still pull up to your house, nigga, trick or treat. You don't step, you don't stand, nigga, probably ain't got no feet. All that ass you be throwing, I know you like attention. All that ass you be showing, did I forget to mention? I'm the one, unless you know it. Can't get nothing from me no more, I knew you was gonna blow it. Big G, pretty icy, nigga, no hot. Still don't feel the same when I walk through. Guess it's just another one of them things you get used to. Like how I don't need nobody to talk to. Baby, we ain't even on the same page. And I wish you would try to blame your age. Grown ass room and really I'm too much to gauge. Bitch, you burnt out, you tryna be sage. Let a nigga talk to him, but this ain't Ted. Wait till I start living like the saint said. Wait till I start living like I ain't dead. Can't believe I still sleep, bitch, this ain't bed. Let a nigga talk to him, but this ain't Ted. Wait till I start living like the saint said. Wait till I start living like I ain't dead. Can't believe I still sleep, bitch, this ain't bed. Let a nigga talk to him, but this ain't Ted. Wait till I start living like the saint said. Wait till I start living like I ain't dead. Can't believe I still sleep, bitch, this ain't bed.
We hope you enjoyed episode 7 of season 2 of In-Depth Podcast. Tune in next week for episode 8 featuring Busy Balboa. In-Depth Podcast.